ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil J, hope all is well for the three of you and where you are. Tom, I have been a wee bit bothered by all these folks, namely white folks, trying to tell black people who we should focus on, who we should listen to, what issues that we should somehow be concerned about in the aftermath of Ferguson. You see this commentary from Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
Ooh, he went
in.
You
see it from Bill O'Reilly on Fox News, having the audacity, the unmitigated gall to somehow suggest that the, how dare you have this hands up, don't shoot movement when his hands were never up. See, this is the thing that they don't quite understand, Tom. The Mike Brown Ferguson issue is not just about Mike Brown and Ferguson. It's the culmination of a number of stories. It's John Crawford. It's Ezell Ford. It's Victor White. It's Chavis Carter. It's Eric Garner. It's Amadou Diallo. It's a number of people. Tom, how many times did you have to tell your two sons growing up, if you get pulled over by the cops, keep both hands on the steering wheel. Show your hands at all times. Keep your hands up so you don't get shot. That's what this hands up, don't shoot movement is all about. Black folks have gotten tired of story after story of African-Americans getting gunned down by police, and then we hear the excuses. The gun accidentally went off, or I followed a procedure, or my life was in danger. And so what we have here is a movement where young people have gotten sick and tired of being sick and tired. Stop and frisk in New York, where you're sitting walking down the street and you simply get stopped and you simply get patted down because of the color of your skin. Guess what? They've cut stop and frisk by 79%, and you know what? Crime still has gone down in New York. You saw the exact same thing, the video a few months ago in Philadelphia, two brothers walking down the street, and they spoke to some brother. Cops pulled them over and said, "Why were you speaking to that man?" They said, "We were simply saying hello." If it wasn't for his video camera running on his phone, we would not have known what has happened. Mm-hmm. And so what people are saying is we need to have a police accountability, not just body cameras, but also when it comes to procedures, when it comes to how we are confronted. So how can a black man walking in a stairwell in New York, get shot and killed just by walking in a stairwell? Why was the cop's gun out? These are the questions African-Americans are raising, and we're being joined by white folks and Hispanics and others because they recognize that we have a problem in America. I get the whole issue of we've got cops out there who are doing the right thing. We've got black officers and white officers, Hispanic and Asians, who are doing the right thing. But there are some serious bad apples in these departments. There are some people who are driven by race. There are some people who are driven by income. There are some people who are holding guns and have badges and batons who, frankly, don't like many of us. And so I would say to Joe Scarborough, I would say to Bill O'Reilly, you can't even remotely compare yourself to an African-American, because tell me the last time you've been followed around in a store just because you're black. Tell me the last time you've been pulled over by a cop and somehow a pit came in your stomach and then you were checking your license and checking your registration and checking your tags to make sure everything was all right, even though you knew you did nothing wrong. What we are seeing with this hands up, don't shoot movement is a generation of people who are saying, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so what I would hope others would recognize is that what this movement is about is changing the culture. Cops in America have far too much leeway when it comes to, my life was in danger. Tell that to Tamir Rice when the police officers pull right up to the gazebo. The guy jumps out and says, I said, put the gun down three times. How could you do that in 1.5 seconds? Tell that to the 70-year-old girl in Detroit who was killed lying in her bed when they had one of those no-knock warrant procedures coming into the home and the gun accidentally went off. Yesterday, a judge in Detroit dropped the charges against the police officer. Does that 7-year-old girl deserve justice? This movement is certainly not a moment. What we're seeing with these spontaneous protests is about changing what is happening in America. And that is, we know there are many good cops. We know that the majority of cops are good. But the point is not how many good cops are there. The point is not patting them on their back. The point is to say to them, get rid of those who don't belong on police forces. Get rid of those who have not been trained. Get rid of those who somehow hold something against African Americans and others for some reason. Is race a factor? It absolutely is. Is class a factor? It absolutely is. And Charles Barkley, love him. Great commentary on basketball. But on this point, you're dead wrong. On this point, you know doggone well what's going on. And I would even say to Charles Barkley, go talk to your fellow NBA players, especially those who've had to deal with the cops in Miami, and tell them that they don't get accosted by cops for no reason whatsoever. What we are seeing in America is a generation who's saying enough is enough. Hands up, don't shoot. It's not going to go away next week, Megyn Kelly. It's not going to go away next week, Bill O'Reilly. You're going to see them forcing changes in city hall, county government, state government, federal government as well. We have said enough is enough, and there's no way in hell we're going to keep burying black kids, because trust me, if white kids were getting shot at the rate black kids are, white folks, the Tea Party, all across America will be up in arms and protesting left and right. And trust me, Joe Scarborough, trust me, Bill O'Reilly, trust me, Megyn Kelly, you'll be singing a much different tune.
Woo! Bravo!
Go ahead, Roland.
Set him straight, Roland Martin.
Roland.
Great job.
Good job, man.
Good job, Roland.
Excellent.
Good job.
Thanks so much.
Roland Martin's commentary
Brilliant.
Brought to you by TV One. 25 past the hour.